Our gospel lesson is found in the gospel according to Matthew. We'll be reading from the third chapter, beginning at verse 1. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Every Sunday morning, we gather in worship and wish each other the peace of Christ. Peace that comes in knowing ourselves as forgiven people through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. He says that his peace surpasses all understanding, and indeed we know that that is true, for even in the midst of storms in life, we can still experience his peace like never before. His peace comforts our hearts and transforms our lives. Indeed, in Christ, there is a calmness that stills the chaos both within ourselves and around us. There's this wonderful verse in the hymn, "Comfort, Comfort Now, My People," that I want to read for you. It says, "Comfort, comfort now, my people, tell of peace, so says our God. Comfort those who sit in darkness, mourning under sorrow's load. To God's people now proclaim that God's pardon waits for them. Tell them that their war is over. God will reign in peace forever." These beautiful words tell us of a comfort that comes in knowing the power of God's peace. Indeed, to experience the peace of Christ is to know the presence of God and to be reminded that God is with us always. Now, I don't know how many of you are like me, but I long for the Messiah of peace to come. I look at the strife and violence in our world today, the lives devastated and lost, the communities destroyed, the families divided, and I long for the Messiah of peace to come. I find myself praying that the Savior who filled my heart with peace might do a new thing in all of our hearts this year. I often pray that God would rise up peacemakers, people whom Jesus called blessed and said they are the children of God. How we need them boldly working towards justice and reconciliation in the world. To many people, it may seem as though these are hopeless prayers, pointless prayers. But the scriptures encourage us to live in hope, because although it may seem as though striving for peace is a hopeless endeavor, it is one of the ways we glorify God in a world that does not know peace. In a vision about the one who would bring peace, the prophet Isaiah described him as a branch growing from the stump of a tree of Jesse. This family tree of Jesse had once been a strong and vibrant tree. Its branches were many. Some in Jesse's family were even royalty. King David and King Solomon were two of them. However, over time, violence and strife cut down the tree branch by branch by branch by branch until there was nothing left but a stump. But Isaiah's vision saw new life springing forth from the stump as in the form of a branch. Upon this person, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and fear of the Lord would rest. He would not judge people based upon appearances or make decisions based upon hearsay. Instead, he would judge those that are poor by what is right and offer decisions with justice. As a result of his justice, peace would reign. No longer would predators prey on the weak. No longer would the humble fear the powerful. No one would hurt or destroy on God's holy mountain. For everyone would be full of the knowledge of God. This person is Jesus, the Prince of Peace. He has taught by word and example what it means to live in peace. And he has been calling people to come and live in him, to find our hope and strength in him, for in him there is life. Down through the centuries, men and women have been chosen to be branches on his tree so that in him we might bear fruit that would last. You and I are the result of their service unto the Lord. Thank God for their welcome and their prayers and their ministry and the example that they set for all of us. Through them we heard our names called by God and came to believe in the Savior who died to set us free. Jesus started with just a few men and women who followed him, learned from him, served with him, ministered unto him, kept vigil with him, and proclaimed him. The number of disciples quickly spread when the Holy Spirit came down upon them, and the disciples began to give testimony and to speak about the wonders of God, and did so in the native languages of people, so that they too might hear it for themselves. Then Jesus chose the apostle Paul to take the gospel to the Gentiles, and that opened wide the church for all people. And the church has continued to grow and spread across the planet ever since. Wes Granberg Michelson, the former general secretary of the Reformed Church in America, he wrote a book entitled From Times Square to Timbuktu. I think that's a great title. In it, he spoke about how the church today is growing in leaps and bounds in Africa, in Asia, in South and Central America, where the Holy Spirit is moving among people who are claiming Christ as the Lord of their lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that Christ continues to call more and more people to live for him. May we celebrate accept and welcome each other just as Christ has welcomed and accepted us. Yet we know that this is sometimes easier said than done. I have friends that have had to create family ground rules just for Thanksgiving dinner. These ground rules help them come together around the table just so they can get along for one day. This is one day out of 365 days out of the year. If it can be so difficult on a personal level just imagine how much harder it can be for an entire community. Unless we think today's challenges are anything new, they are not. When we read the Apostle Paul's letters to the churches, we get just a taste of how hard it was and has always been. The churches that Paul established were faith communities consisting of people from different ethnic backgrounds and social backgrounds and ethnic backgrounds. What did hospitality look like then? How was peace expressed? How did love sound? How was justice done? They had so many challenges to work out and hurdles to climb. Just read the book of 1 Corinthians and you'll get a sense of what that was like. It was never easy, but it was always worth it. Because although they were Christians from many different backgrounds, experiences, and worldviews, they were all called by one Lord, one Savior, Jesus Christ. And they were meant to glorify God in harmony and love together. Therefore, in our own day, my brothers and sisters, as we wait for the Savior, we are encouraged not to give up as though peace is hopeless, but to work for peace as followers of the Messiah of peace. We who long for him are called to live lives that embody the peace that he came to bring. We do this by following what John the Baptizer said. We repent and we bear fruit worthy of our repentance. We stand with Jesus. It is in his direction we must constantly turn. So when temptation threatens to throw us off course and to tell us to go this way or that way and lead us in paths that would be against Christ, we turn back over and over and over again, changing course and turning in his direction. And we bear fruit worthy of our repentance. We bear fruit as one who lives in Christ. We bear fruit that models the virtues of the Spirit of Christ. We bear fruit by loving kindness and doing justice and walking humbly with God. May our lives, may our very lives, be a living witness to the Messiah of peace, whom we long for and are waiting for his appearing. Indeed, come, Lord Jesus, come. Let us pray. O holy God, during the season of Advent, as we wait and watch, we long for your appearing. We pray, O Lord, that during this season that you, O God, will use us. Help us to turn and constantly turn in your direction and embody the peace that you have come to bring. Fill us, O God, with your Spirit, that we, as we go forth into this world that struggles with peace, that we might be models of your peace in our homes, in our communities, in our world. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.